I did mention it at brunch the other day, and Big Fatty went, "Oh, who gives a damn? I didn't notice that. Who the fuck cares?" And so,
let me ask you about Big Fatty, because I did listen to several of his shows. And does he
have a what?
Does he take Gas X or anything, or you know, or anything before he eats? Because he sure has a lot of
gas issues.
Yeah, and I don't mean the cost of gas these days, because I mean, we're talking about bodily function gases.
Right. Prior to meeting him, I assumed that those were all just sound effects.
He took a few years in flatula.
Yeah, I now know different. So.
Oh wow.
No, the fat one.
Bless his heart.
The Big Fatty is a wonderful person. I dearly enjoyed meeting him. I really didn't get to see him a whole lot because right as we arrived in Charleston, he was off to do some other stuff. So I didn't see him the first day until actually at the play. And then we went out to the Patrick's Pub, which is his hangout.
I knew I was going to get a look. I was so hoping the ice didn't come.
So we went to the Patrick's Pub.
I'm playing Alden.
And we hung out there with Big Fatty. That was wonderful. And then we saw him at brunch the next day. And then Robert and I went off on our museum tour. So what little time we did spend with Big Fatty was absolutely wonderful.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online. Well, hello everyone. It is the the ill and sickly fat one, and this is episode 168 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of September 2008. And y'all, Big Fatty still doesn't feel good, but he's going to try to make it through this. And the only way I can do it is because I've got some voice letters. And ginger ale. Y'all, for any of you who have not unsubscribed because I missed yesterday's show, thank you for coming back. Y'all, the fat one on Monday started feeling poorly. I got up Monday morning. I felt fine. Started feeling poorly. About 11 o'clock or so, and by noon, it was just like, Big Fatty, you need to go home. And, you know, there's been something going around, some sort of stomach virus or something. I don't know exactly what it was. But, y'all, I came home Monday, and I laid down about 12:30, and I woke up at 5:30. I was in a total coma. I had the chills. And woke up about 5:30 and thought, well, I need to eat a little something because I hadn't had any lunch. So I fixed me some cheese toast, which was good. But that's it. And then I laid down about 6 and went between being cold and being hot and being cold and being hot. And I know part of this is because I've recently turned the air conditioning off in the fat cave. And, you know, it just takes an adjustment to go to sleep with, you know, when you don't have a constant temperature and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, I finally got comfortable, and I had the TV on low because I thought, well, you know, if I feel good, you know, I can at least watch the Dancing with the Stars from the bed. Y'all, I saw it on a couple of times for about 3 seconds and just rolled right over. That right there, between not doing a podcast and not watching Dancing with the Stars, you know Big Fatty was not feeling well. And so I, after sleeping from all, I had a good night's sleep on Sunday night, and then sleeping from 12:30 to 5:30, excuse me, you're just going to have to get over it today, 12:30 to 5:30. And you're going to have to get over that too, because one of the things Big Fatty does when he's not feeling well is he tends to drink the ginger ale. And I have a can of the ginger ale right here, and it is makes me extremely burpy. And so you're just going to have to get over that. See, if I were shut in, I would have said, one moment, please, before I had a sip of ginger ale. But I'm not a shut in. I'm just sick. But anyway, excuse me. Anyway, so I was back in the bed about 6 o'clock, and I slept, you know, between the tossing and turning until the phone rang at 7:30 this morning. And I'm like, okay, who the fuck is calling me at 7:30 in the morning? And, of course, I immediately thought of the patron saint of the BFO, because, you know, he didn't have anything to listen to when he shaved this morning. Perhaps he just went to work without shaving today. I don't know. But anyway, it was, and I don't remember his name, but we'll just call him Carlos from AT&T. You know, I had the phone troubles last week, and they did a test on the line, and everything was working fine then. But Carlos called and said, we are still detecting some problems on your line, so I'm downstairs at the Fat Cave here, and, you know, I'm going to be checking the line and all this kind of stuff. Well, evidently there was something wrong with the line that ran between the Fat Cave and the pole on the street. So he ran another line there, and there was something wrong with the actual wire then. And then so he ran another one, and now it's all fixed. And y'all, you know, I was having trouble with the interwebs going in and out and everything. Ever since that's happened, he's done that. It hadn't gone out a single time. So I'm glad that Carlos came back out and did this. Am I doing the right mic? Yes, okay. But anyway, after Carlos finished that, because he must have called me 6 times, and he finished about 9:30 this morning. Big Fatty just crawled it right back up in the bed, and I slept till 3:30 in the afternoon, and now I am up having a little ginger ale. I've got a little bit of energy right now, and I thought, well, if I'm gonna do it, I gotta do it while I've got some energy. And then I'm gonna go back to bed. So anyway, forgive me for no show yesterday. I think that's the first one that I've missed, but I'm sure old Mr. Noggin up there in the Boston will know all about that. Now, y'all, over the weekend, I watched the Fringe. Y'all, it's pretty good. It's kind of gory in some places, but you know, Big Fatty can look away on those, but it's an interesting show. It's from the same guy that does Lost, and I kind of enjoyed it. Okay. Y'all, because I'm going to run out of energy quick, I'm just going to get into the voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty here. I'm just wondering why you never do your good, gosh, and gay segment anymore. So, I have a good, gosh, and gay. The good is that I just bought an iPhone 3G, 16 gigabytes! What else was there? Good. Oh, gosh. The gosh was, it'll be unlocked in a month once I put $80 of credit on it, and the gay is, well, every gay worth is massive testicles has an iPhone. Bye!
Oh, God. Y'all, I remember that being loud when it came in, but when it's really loud when you're not feeling well. Anyway, Scotty, congratulations on the iPhone, and The good gosh and gay, that's, you know, people are supposed to just call in and tell me something good, something that made them say gosh, and something that is gay that's going on. But, you know, people just call in and say, Big Fatty, you're fat, or something like that, or Big Fatty, we hope you feel better. And please don't call in and say, Big Fatty, we hope you feel better. Oh. Because then I'll have to start drinking ginger ale again, and you'll have to hear the gassiness. Yeah, okay. All right, the next call. Oh, and did I say congratulations on your iPhone? You know, you and the Super Bee are the newest to... Oh, God. Are the newest to people that I know that have the iPhone. And I got an e-letter from Michael from the... God... QCast Connection, saying that he enjoyed the verbal spanking that Big Fatty gave to the Super Bee about the iPhone. Anyway, so, what was I saying? Oh, the next voice letter is from Holly.
Hey, Dad, it's Holly. You were saying that you wanted to know if you were part of people's routines. And both you and Larry Cly are part of my morning routine, and I listen to you guys before dawn when I go outside for my morning walk. So, that's all. Thanks for keeping me company. Bye.
Oh, Lord, now I feel really bad that I wasn't there on Tuesday morning. Well, maybe Larry Cly had like a 8-course meal that he ate on his show. I don't know. But, yeah, and I thought she was going to say, you know, Dad, you ask if people thought about you when they shit the bed, and I just wanted to say that I always think about you when I shit the bed. Okay. But, well, at least you'll have something for Hump Day to listen to, even though it's kind of a poopy cast. It is the burpy cast, because, you know, I'm having the ginger ale. And, again, if I were shut in, I would say, one moment, please. The good news is... That's the end of the ginger ale for right now.
Big Patty, greetings from above the Mason-Dixon line. This is Brian in Danbury calling because I was listening to some of your old stuff about you not liking pimento cheese, specifically Ruth's. Do you not like pimento cheese or just that specific brand? Because as an expat of North Carolina, live in Connecticut now, I do miss me some pimento cheese, and I have to have it imported by my best friend who comes up to visit a lot. So I have to jones in for the pimento cheese every so often. And I'm sitting here watching the hole, and I got the hole in the wall, and I got to tell you, I'm kind of scared. There's these three women, or these three female-like people that look like big-ass drag queens, and they're firefighters in their mid-40s, and I'd be scared. I saw them all in a dark alley. And they're competing against these three midgets, and the midget's pretty cool. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Great. Brian and Brent. Great. Big Fatty isn't feeling well, so Brian and Danbury brings up pimento cheese. Ugh. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I hate the pimento cheese, mainly because it's nothing but fucking mayonnaise. Ugh, it's vile. It's vile, vile, vile. And I know that there are some who love a toasted pimento cheese sandwich, and that's fine. And there's some who can just eat mayonnaise out of a jar. And then there are some who will only eat the Miracle Whip or the Duke's mayonnaise, but not Big Fatty. And I find it interesting also that in the same conversation about pimento cheese, he starts talking about The Hole, which is actually the show is The Hole in the Wall. I've not seen it, but I've heard about it. But evidently, people have to form these positions and try to fit through a hole in a wall that comes at them or something like that. I don't know. All right, now I have another. By the way, thank you all for calling in over this time and leaving the voice letters, because, y'all, I couldn't have made it through today. And I think DQ Rick is probably going to take me to the end of today's podcast, if it's anything like the last one. DQ?
Big Fatty. This is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy. I just caught episode 165, excuse me, yet again while I was in the shower. Actually, it was just a fluke that I was in the shower both times. But I think now I will make it a routine to listen to you while I'm in the shower. Anyway, I thought the show was fabulous, and I will call your listener line anytime you want me to, just as long as you promise to slip on over to mentalwarts.com, mentalwartsradio, on iTunes, or mentalwarts.com online, and check out my podcast, and maybe send me a voice letter, too. Anyway, I just wanted to answer your question about the title Mental Warts. Actually, it was originally going to be Mental Graffiti, but when I went to register the domain name and get the website set up for the podcast, I found out that Mental Graffiti was already taken. Evidently, it's some punk rock band or something. So I had to think really quick, and I came up with mental warts. And basically what a mental wart is one of those random thoughts that pops into your head that if you express it at the moment it pops into your head, it can at very least cause some very uncomfortable uncomfortable moments, or at the most to get you in some serious trouble. Like me working at Dairy Queen, if, say, Prince were to walk in and order a banana split, and I would be like, holy fucking shit, it's Prince, I would get fired from my job for cussing, because I expressed that random thought right off the top of my head as soon as it popped in. So anyway, that's what a mental wart is, and that's basically the concept of my podcast. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. I know, more bandwidth, more time. So keep up the good work on the podcast, and just remember, DQ Rick says this podcast is fabulous.
Oh, Lord. Poor DQ Rick went to work at the Dairy Queen today without having his shower, if I'm part of that routine now. Oh, Lord. I have let so many down. Like I say, if you're still subscribed, I will try my best to do better. And y'all, you know, DQ Rick is beginning to sound an awful lot like someone else who, oh, gosh, ginger ale. I don't want to say whores out, but is the king of self-promotion. And by the way, DQ Rick, if mental warts means just saying what you think when you think it, then I just call that getting old. And, you know, I thought that when you said mental graffiti was taken, I'm glad you didn't say so. I looked down at my crotch and I thought, ooh, mental warts. But you didn't say that, so that's good. Anyway, well, now, y'all, I do have just a couple of voice letters left, but I don't have time to play either one of those, so I'm going to save those just in case Big Fatty is not up to par again for Thursday, but I hope I will be. I do feel better. I just, you know, I'm just worn out, I think. And please, there's the ending music. That means Big Fatty can go have another ginger ale and lay back down for another 12 hours. Y'all, I don't know what else to say other than I know you're all thinking, get well, Big Fatty. Please don't call me saying, get well, Big Fatty. Evidently, Miss West from out there in the San Diegos is sending some sort of medical hoist over to take care of me. And you know what? If Miss West is going to do some sort of hoisting with Big Fatty, that's going to make him feel better. Hopefully, I'll be here tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Fabulous.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.